Australian television has changed dramatically over the past few years, as we now consider moving towards an online convergence. With the increasing amount of digital channels and more television offered online, there are concerns for the survival of Australian-made content. While the main commercial channels are required to meet quotas that requires screening a certain percentage of local content, their digital counterparts are not. And the networks are happily buying up on cheap overseas programs rather than paying upwards of $1.4 million for an episode of Australian drama. Screen Australia have just released a report on the issue, and the government has commissioned an independent review into Australian content regulation and are to publish a final report in March of next year. Dylan Barber reports.
That's when good neighbours become good friends.
Neighbours might have made good friends back in the 80s, but these days it seems Aussie TV is just too expensive for our own broadcasters. At least that's what the latest findings are from Screen Australia. Their report, Convergence 2011, Australian Content State of Play, says the latest influx of digital multi-channels like 7, Mate, Go and 1HD are diluting the bite of homegrown talent in our media diet. Exempt from the stringent quotas of Australian content enforced on their main counterparts, these subsidiary stations are buying up big on cheap content from the US and the UK. Fiona Cameron, CEO of Screen Australia, says the report gives an important insight into today's media consumption.
What it has told us is that there's been a remarkable take-up of the multi-channels, which has led to an increase in television watching, up 14% across all the networks, and a remarkably resilient television sector.
In just 3 years, Australian content across all free-to-air networks has actually plunged from about 52% to 38%. And it seems, as you said, the introduction of digital multi-channels by all the major free-to-air broadcasters has been the big game-changer.
It certainly has. So the free-to-air networks have got two or three channels to fill up, if you like, and they've been filling it up with foreign content, and foreign content has been increased by 154%, and Australian content over only 59%. Now, largely that's because there are no Australian content requirements on the multi-channels, and, you know, they've got a lot of spectrum to use up, and they do deals with the US studios, and they can get content really cheaply. For example, a 2.5 Men episode would probably cost, you know, less than $100,000, while an Underbelly would cost the network $700,000 to $900,000. And this is new release drama, so it rates pretty well. Both of those rate very well, and of course you would be buying cheap content that rates well as your audiences are fragmenting across the channels.
However, David Knox, editor of online television blog TV Tonight, says that just because there is more foreign content on our TVs, it doesn't actually mean that homegrown content is on the decline.
The release that Screen Australia have put out this week has spoken about the fact that because we've now got all these wonderful digital channels, they're, of course, topped up by so much American content. And I don't think that's a revelation to anybody. If you turn on Go or 7.2 or 11 or any of those channels, you're pretty likely going to be seeing American or UK content. But that actually doesn't mean that the Australian content has dropped. Because we've now got more television, well, the amount of content that we're seeing on air, therefore, does diminish. But, and then this is where I think it is a little bit misleading, it doesn't mean that suddenly we've stopped making Australian dramas. It simply means that there is more content coming in. It's misleading to say that, or to suggest that Australian production has dropped.
But with the ongoing debate, it begs the question, why is it so important that Australian content stays on our screens?
Really good question, because, I mean, the first thing you ask is, well, so what? Let the market prevail. If people want to watch the multi-channels and they're watching foreign content, that must be, you know, what they want to see. Our point is it's a little bit more complicated than that, because effectively governments for the last 50 or 60 years have put in place government requirements and incentives for Australian drama to be on air. They've kind of had to do that because the economics of screen production are such that the US product floods our market in many other industries, this would be called dumping and illegal, but the very might of the US audiovisual sector, which has a $12 billion trade surplus, says that they can recoup the costs of a production in their own domestic economies.
Screen Australia recently hosted a number of seminars in major capital cities, as well as online, to both educate the public and generate discussion of the future of Australian television.
What we have learnt is that there is great commitment to the Australian way of life. There is a real understanding that we have that unique sense in the world. We're not monocultural, I hasten to add, but we do have, you know, something that's very hard to contrast with other countries. So I think people take it for granted a little too much. And when there is such a large amount of foreign content coming down the pipe, it's probably time to take stock and think, well, what do we need? What's the right level of Australian content? And what is it that we need to do to ensure that the industry survives and Australian stories survive?
In the end, Cameron says that Australian audiences will always have a stronger connection with local content.
Australian content gives audiences more choice, more diversity, and more competition. And bottom line is, Australian audiences want to watch it. It rates really well. So if there isn't a government requirement or a government incentive for it, it won't exist, which means there won't be choice. And other than just choice, of course, it's about our national identity and our psyche as a nation. And whenever you travel and come back to Australia, you do appreciate how very different we are and how very unique we are, our sense of humour, our sense of irony, indeed our anti-establishment view of the world. And it's that reflection on our national identity that makes Australian content on Australian screens so important.
Now, the term convergence, as we're talking about, refers to an intertwined and interrelated construction of media and communications. With TV and films increasingly moving online, what role does the internet play in all of this?
A growing role is the answer. When we look at the participation rates, which our study does look at quite extensively, you can see that, as I said, 96% of Australians are watching on their online diet is made up of traditional television. Some 20% are doing it online. That's doubled in the last 3 years. I think it will hyper-accelerate again in the next 5 years. So the difficulty for the government is they've got to keep an eye on the existing influential mediums and the ones that are about to become influential and more influential. And so in regulating in that space, I think you have to keep an eye on influence and capacity to pay. And when those influence trends change, so I think do the government requirements and incentives.
And I guess ultimately, what is the future for local production? I mean, is the convergence review something of a token gesture to the Australian production industry, or do you think we'll actually see change?
I think that the government set up this review and put a lot of money and time into this review to do something different. So I don't think the committee is of a mind to just provide the same solution. So yeah, I'm pretty confident in thinking that there'll be some real change.
Fiona Chapman of Screen Australia ending that report from Dylan Barber for the Fourth Estate.